WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin has held his first conversation with Johnny Manziel since allegations surfaced of being paid for signing autographs.
Whatever comes out of that conversation, I doubt will be discussed publicly. But certainly that will it will be discussed internally, and that information is important.
Sumlin told reporters yesterday any change in Manziel's practice routine depends on what they learn. Kevin will have more in sports. The Bryan City Council is being asked to consider a property tax rate for next year that won't go up and might go down a little more than a penny. Mayor Jason Bienski says growth continues to help.
We have seen some growth in a tough economy. Our sales tax has been very healthy. We've had a lot of new construction, a lot of new development in Bryan.
Tonight's council agenda includes setting dates for public hearings. Next year's budget also takes into account no change in water and wastewater rates, while any increase in the electric bills to cover construction costs of bringing wind power to Bryan. Three more people have filed for the Bryan School Board. Two are incumbents, current board president Doug Wunneberger and board secretary Felicia Benford. Also filing is a second person who wants to succeed Marissa Hoffman, who's announced she is not running for re-election. Trey Moore filed yesterday, following Josh Smith, who made his announcement last week. The Bryan board met yesterday afternoon. Action included amending the contract of Superintendent Tommy Wallace regarding future pay raises. The board tied increases to what is given to staff employees who are not educators. That would mean Wallace will receive an increase next year of 3.5%. Meanwhile, test questions have finally been released for the STAR statewide assessment exam. The Texas Education Agency's Debbie Ratcliffe says they've had a lot of interest in them since the test was first rolled out last year.
People want to see these tests. They've only had sample questions to look at before. And we know that a lot of teachers and parents and teacher preparation programs look at the test and help them decide how to present material or what to teach.
Ratcliffe says the legislature this session is now requiring the STAR exam to be released on an annual basis for the next 3 years. Every time it's released, Ratcliffe says the state must spend $2.4 billion to create new test questions. Pay raises are headed to Blinn College employees. The Board of Trustees recently approved a 3% raise for faculty and staff that's designed to offset an increase in health insurance premiums. Teachers were given a longevity payment of $400, while selected staff employees will be getting additional money to bring their salaries in line with other state community colleges and private employers. That follows a study where non-faculty salaries averaged almost 16% below the median. The same study showed faculty pay was in line with the market. The cost for increasing pay is nearly $1.7 million. There's a new phishing email to watch out for in which the scammers have done a very convincing impersonation of Dun & Bradstreet.
It'll look real. It'll say that they've received a complaint about your business and that you need to get in touch with them. So they're going to give you some link to click on. And basically what Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation are saying is they're using our logo, right, and even the contact information is correct.
Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says don't click any links which could cause you to download a virus or malware. Instead, call Dun & Bradstreet to double check. Election officials around Texas recently returned from a meeting with the Secretary of State's office regarding the new voter ID law. Brazos County Clerk Carrie McQueen says the key is that the name on your voter registration card should match your photo ID.
The way the ID works, they're looking at your name. Although they can use address and birth dates to tie names together. Like my name is Karen Elaine, but my driver's license has my maiden name. But there are ways that the judges can use their judgment to try to make sure that is the right person.
McQueen says there are two exceptions to showing voter IDs, one involving natural disasters and for a permanent disability. A law approved in the legislature allows the office at your doctor's to swipe the strip on the back of your driver's license. Dr. Buddy Swift at the Texas Medical Association says it's an effort to save time by not writing down information like your date of birth.
There's nothing new. There's no additional information. There are no privacy issues, really, in regard to medical information.
Swift says with doctors spending more and more time filling out forms, this will give them a little bit of a break. And the state senator whose filibuster over abortion put her on the national political stage appeared in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
I can say with absolute certainty that I will run for one of two offices, either my state Senate seat or the governor.
During the National Press Club event, Democrat Wendy Davis of Fort Worth was also asked about becoming Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate, to which Davis said, "We'll have to find out whether Hillary is planning to run first." WTOW News Time is 6:12. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're Aggieland, helpwanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
Aggieland, helpwanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. It's almost 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build our way, and as it does so, it'll continue to keep our weather very sunny and warm. All that sunshine today leading to a high at or just above 100 degrees. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny tomorrow, around 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. We'll have sunshine on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon are going to be somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggies started the 2013-2014 season yesterday with a press conference. We'll get you caught up there. Also, baseball news from Alex Rodriguez to Nelson Cruz, which is going to hurt the Rangers, and a whole lot more coming up with sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
You know, Rob's forecast just sounded so friendly. The little high pressure that we're going to have will keep it warm.
So your face is going to melt off.
Yeah. And again, you know, the winds kicked up yesterday afternoon a little bit earlier than we had anticipated. And again, the heat and the wind together, which is what we're going to look at today with gusts like, you know, a high of 103 and heat index of 106. But you'll get cooled off by those gusty 20-mile-an-hour winds out of the south. Pretty much like a furnace.
Yeah. Not pretty much.
Yeah. Well, and the thing
almost
is,
exactly like.
I would say just grab a long piece of cord and tie it between two things in your backyard, and you could dry your clothes in about 9 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, if it's 102 degrees and you got winds at 20, I think that would that'd probably work. So, anyhow, but it is Texas. Just remember that your taxes are lower. The gift of life is so precious that it's impossible to put a price on it. But that didn't stop a New York City man from trying to. He decided a 2-month-old baby was worth about $100 on Craigslist.
Oh, my gosh.
After chatting with a woman online, Paul Marquez had it been a city in Texas. Anyway, Paul was becoming frustrated by all the attention that she was showering upon the 2-month-old daughter, so he did what any guy would do. He took out a Craigslist ad and put the baby up for sale. Twice. Placed the ad in the babies and kids section of the for sale category. I think they're talking merchandise.
Where else would you put them?
Yeah,
of course. Wouldn't put them in cars or appliances.
That's true, yeah. The section typically contains listings for baby clothes and baby accessories, not actual babies. His first posting on July 29th was quickly deleted, something which he apparently failed to take as a hint. He reposted his son the next day. This time he was caught. At least it caught the attention of the New York Police Department. I guess they'll probably take it from there and see how that develops.
Brilliant man.
It's gonna be a good cup. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
I wonder if alcohol was involved.
I don't know. And $100? Really?
Info. Hey, you couldn't even buy many diapers for $100.
No, that's what. Well,
18 bucks a week. We learned that yesterday.
Well, it's like an expensive car. Just because you can afford to buy one doesn't mean you can maintain it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
something to think about.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 6th of August, day 218, meaning we've got 147 of them to go. It's Root Beer Float Day.
Woohoo!
Which is, you know, kind of hard to find these days.
Not at my house.
Okay. Right. Just, you know, generally.
That's a staple on Fun Treat Friday.
Fun Treat Friday.
Have I not talked about this?
I've heard it's really sweet, I think.
My daughter, I try and give her healthy snacks after school, apple or dried fruit or something along those lines. But on Friday, she can have anything she wants.
All right.
So that's Fun Treat Friday, and frequently, because I took her to BJ's one time and got a root beer float, that is now one of her new favorite things.
And they sure do have good root beer.
So I have...
Where did you take her?
At BJ's.
The place with 87 kinds of beer that way?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they also
make their own root beer
in-house.
Right there.
Oh, do they?
It's amazing.
All right.
So I sat there at the bar with my kid.
Like you do.
Yes.
Drinking, hey, he's a dad. Let's
drinking root beer floats, and it is Texas. By God, I can do that.
That's true. So now, I mean, as she gets older, you're going to probably have to put some parameters on that.
On Fun Treat Friday?
Yeah.
Well, of course I will.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know.
Well, right now, the most awful thing she's gotten is it's like a gummy candy covered in nerds.
Oh, yeah. Those are called fun ropes, right?
Yeah.
What are they called?
No, it's not
nerd. A nerd rope.
It's a nerd rope.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty much diabetes on a stick.
I was going to say, dentist is thumbs up on that,
oh,
right?
Yeah. I'm glad these teeth are falling out and new ones are coming in.
Well, but that's the thing. And, that's interesting that BJ's has that. It's not that I have a great desire for root beer float, but that used to be something that you could get. You know, in just about any small town was good root beer, and, you know, they'd put some real ice cream in it, and now it's, I don't know, some sort of flavored something that appears to be root beer with something that appears to be ice cream. So aside from it not being anything like what a root beer float should be, happy root beer float.
See, what I love is a Dr. Pepper float a la Baylor. They serve those at every Baylor function.
Oh, that's it. They pour some rum in the bottom. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
a
la Baylor. Yeah. Right.
No.
Oh, okay.
Before they can't dance.
Yeah, that's right. It's a fresh breath. Day, you can check that if you want to. It's Hiroshima Day, and it's also tonight is the anniversary of the 30th National Night Out.
Oh,
now it's obvious that this was something that was developed by Yankees because they're doing it in August.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Texas,
yeah, we do it in late September,
right,
I think.
Exactly, but it did. It started in Wynnewood, Pennsylvania, which is a Philadelphia suburb. Yeah. Okay, for birthday,
Adrienne Curry, 31 years old. She was Mrs. Peter Brady for a while and a model.
Mm-hmm.
Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster is 37. Mm-hmm. Ginger Spice, Jerry Holloway is 41. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is 43 today.
Who did one good movie and has been bilking the public ever since.
Oh, no, he's made several good movies.
No, his movies are awful.
No, that's not true.
Well, I mean, it's
his
it's,
latest movies are not as good as his previous
that
movies.
That first one where with Bruce Willis.
The
being,
Sixth Sense.
That wasn't his first
dead.
Movie.
No, well, what was his first one?
I can't remember the name, but it's about a kid who's trying to experience life.
Ah,
I don't remember the name right now.
I just remember
that's
seeing
a good movie.
The Mel Gibson movie. I kept yelling at the
signs.
At the yeah, signs.
Where's your cell phone? Where's your cell phone?
Out in the cornfield
yeah,
with
right,
the
exactly.
aliens.
Yeah, right.
David Robinson, San Antonio Spurs center for years and years, is 48. Randy DeBarge of L. DeBarge,
of course, mm-hmm.
55. Stephanie Kramer, she was on the TV show Hunter.
Okay.
She's 57. Kathleen Hicks is 62. And Dorian Harwood, 63 years old from Full Metal Jacket. It's probably where you'd recognize him the most.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I only recently learned that a Full Metal Jacket is a bullet. I thought this movie was referring to a jacket.
Oh, okay. Really? You being a gun chick and didn't
I
know
did
that?
Not. I had not okay. heard.
Like a flak jacket?
Yeah, okay.
I guess I hadn't really talked much about bullets. It just was like, yeah, this is the right size. Put it in this gun.
Yep, that makes sense. All right, there you go, 621.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, how would you feel about spending $24 million to broadcast TV programming that absolutely nobody ever watched? Well, guess what? That's what's happening with your tax money. The Daily Caller reports in an effort to bring objective news to communist-controlled Cuba over the past 6 years, you, the taxpayer, have forked over $24 million to keep aloft a plane beaming anti-Castro TV programming to the Caribbean island. The only problem is nobody's watching. The Cuban government has blocked transmission since the program began in 2007, making the broadcast impossible to see or hear in all but the most rural parts of the country. You know, we really do dumb things. This is one of them.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jeff Bezos, now a media mogul. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A big media deal comes as a big surprise. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon.com, is buying the Washington Post for $250 million. Bezos says he will not be involved in the day-to-day operations of the newspaper. He sent a letter to Post employees saying the Internet is transforming the news business and the Post will have to invent and experiment. Several airlines reported flight delays last night because of a problem with the Sabre system they use for reservations, check-ins, and online bookings. Planes that were in flight when the computerized system went down were not affected. Sabre says the problems were resolved after about 2.5 hours. The lack of a new iPad from Apple reduced worldwide shipments of tablets this spring. IDC says shipments of tablets were down 10% in the second quarter compared to the prior second quarter when Apple was out with a new device. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them a 268 roof. More of the same today. Sunny, hot, 102. Heat index about 106. Winds out of the south at 5 to 15, gusting to 20. Going to keep those gusty winds up for the next couple of days, as a matter of fact. Hot air is keeping the winds stirred up. And we'll continue to be warm. We'll still be over 100 all the way through the weekend. Oh, now, way out there on Saturday, they show a 20% chance of showers. We'll see. Once again, kind of what we looked at yesterday. No rain in Texas or any of the states that border Texas this morning. There's not much up there. It's that high pressure doing the number on us. Right now, we're looking at winds out of the south at 9 miles an hour, 90% relative humidity, and we've got 78 degrees out there.
Have you ever had something bad happen in your life and afterwards you just keep replaying it over and over in your head? That's not good. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-292-3027. 800-292-3027. 800-292-3027. 800-292-3027.
When you get an emotional injury in the form of rejection or failure or guilt, the tendency is to just shake it off and get over it.
Which is interesting because we don't have that attitude when it comes to physical injuries. We know we have to put antibacterial ointment on a cut and we know we have to treat a cold. And it's the same is true of emotional and psychological injuries.
Guy Winch, author of the book Emotional First Aid, says we're all pretty good at shaking off some small emotional upsets.
But a lot of the times these things nag at us and we're still thinking about them and we're still stewing about them hours, days, and weeks later. And that's a sign that we really need to treat what's going on because we're not just shrugging it off. We're not getting over it.
When people brood or ruminate over a romantic breakup or some other emotional upset, it can take a real toll on both mental and physical health.
We're just replaying the same painful thing over and over again. And it's almost addictive in the sense that we'll feel even more compelled to think about it. It'll pop into our minds even more. And it's a cycle you have to stop. What we can do then is understand that the cycle is not helpful and really try and distract ourselves by thinking about something else each time the idea occurs to us or it pops in our head. And to do that, we have to think about something that's compelling that makes us need to concentrate. Because if it's just a light thought, it won't be sufficient.
Tomorrow, how to prevent life's failures from taking an emotional toll. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
That's good.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, is the song... Okay.
There.
There you go.
That's it. It's in stereo and everything. Okay.
All right. Good morning. WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Tonight's Bryan City Council agenda includes setting dates for public hearings on next year's budget. Mayor Jason Byinski says the goal was to maintain or drop the property tax rate.
By attracting those businesses and those entities and those new residences to town will help us reduce that tax rate and still offer the same quality services for our citizens.
And staff's proposal is to consider a tax levy that won't go up and might go down a little more than a penny. The only cost increase next year might be the BTU surcharge ordered by state regulators to bring wind power to the city. No rate increases are proposed for city wastewater and water customers. Day one of fall football practice at A&M is in the books. Before taking the field, head coach Kevin Sumlin told reporters there's no change in Johnny Manziel's routine, at least for now.
We're going to practice however we do it. As the facts start to come in, we'll adjust accordingly.
Sumlin said he planned on meeting with Manziel yesterday about allegations of being paid for signing autographs. What was said, according to the coach, will remain private. Kevin will have more in sports. The Bryan School Board has given the district superintendent a pay raise for this year and in future years. Trustees yesterday amended Tommy Wallace's contract to tie his raise to the percentage given to staff who are not educators. For the new school year, that will mean an increase of 3.5%. In the meantime, there are now two people interested in the Bryan ISD board position that will be vacated when Maritza Hoffman leaves office. Filing yesterday was Trey Moore joining Josh Smith, who announced last week. Two other incumbents, Board President Doug Wunneberger and Secretary Felicia Benford, have filed for re-election. Ever since the STAR statewide assessment test was launched last year, people have been asking to see the test questions. The Texas Education Agency's Debbie Ratcliffe says the questions are now available for public viewing.
I think that people just want to see the test, and we're anxious to show it to them, because once people see the test, they'll be able to judge for themselves that they're valid and reliable and good tests.
Ratcliffe says the trade-off is because when the questions are released from the old test, a new test has to be developed. That costs more than $2.4 billion. The STAR exam is set to be released every year for the next 3 years. The Blinn College Board of Trustees is adding nearly $2 million in faculty and staff salaries. Recent action follows a study showing non-faculty salaries averaged almost 16% below the median. Trustees approved spending more than $750,000 to bring selected staff salaries in line with other state community colleges and the private sector. While the same study showed faculty pay was in line with the market, trustees approved a $400 longevity payment. All this is in addition to a 3% cost of living increase totaling more than $900,000. That will offset the increase Blinn employees will pay in health insurance premiums. A new state law allows doctor's offices to swipe the strip on the back of your driver's license.
It will speed up the intake process for patients. It will improve the accuracy of that entire process.
Dr. Buddy Swift of the Texas Medical Association says this will also give a little bit of a break to office employees. State and county election officials are working through the requirements of the new voter ID law in the meantime. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen, who recently attended a seminar put on by the Secretary of State's office, says there are two exemptions.
They can go to the voter registrar and get a permanent disability exemption. So they won't have to show an ID, but they will have to have their voter card that shows exemption. And another exemption is temporary, and that's based on natural disasters. So all that can be done at the voter registrar's office.
McQueen says those without a photo ID can get one at the Department of Public Safety. While the fourth special session resumed yesterday in Austin, State Senator Wendy Davis was in Washington, D.C. During a National Press Club luncheon, she was asked about her political future.
I'm working very hard to decide what my next steps will be. I do think that in Texas, people feel like we need a change from the very fractured, very partisan leadership that we're seeing in our state government right now.
Davis received national attention for her filibuster during the first special session against increased regulations for abortion providers. And there's a new email scam reaching Bryan College Station inboxes. Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says it looks like a real letter from Dun & Bradstreet claiming that there's a complaint about your business, but the link they've given is a phony and will cause your computer to download malware or a virus.
Spammers love to target legitimate companies and instill a sense of false urgency for the recipient to get you to do something you're not supposed to do. Any legitimate company out there that's national can be used. So consumers need to be aware and businesses be aware of this type of scam.
McGuire says the phonies have even included the real logo and contact information. The key is to call Dun & Bradstreet yourself and verify. WTAW News Time is 6:38 at 77 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Here are numbers.
High pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico this morning, and that's why we're going to continue to forecast sunshine and warm temperatures. Should be around 100 or so today. A few spots may get just above 100. It'll be clear, warm tonight, low 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, we're at or just above 100 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunny for Thursday, highs be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'd like to have that guy in place now. You know, we think Johnny's our quarterback.
And we'll find out if he's going to continue to be the quarterback, and we'll do that for you here in just a little bit with sports. Also, we've got updates on the Balco, or not the Balco scandal, but the PED scandal with Alex Rodriguez and several others. Rangers and the Stros were both in action last night as well, and LSU's leading rusher was allowed back on the team after getting hit yet again, being in trouble in court.
So he has to, he's supposed to have a curfew, but it's okay if he goes with the team to play this game called football?
Yes.
Played on a 100-yard field with players? Yeah. Okay.
He gets an exemption.
Isn't that something? Isn't that nice? Yeah. I know, we best not be talking about about that. That could strike close to home sometimes.
He's up there, Cowboy.
Yeah, we'll just see. Anyway, keeps Keeps it exciting. Everybody's talking. So anyway, legislature got finished. They did that sine die thing, which is we won't be back anytime soon. Which is Latin for we won't be back anytime soon, in case you didn't know that. Yeah.
Is that the technical term?
That's it. That's it. Yeah. So anyway, so they're done, and our third special session, this one only lasted a week. If the proposed constitutional amendment is approved by Texas voters in 2014, then the state will start diverting some of that oil and gas money to we used to go to the rainy day fund to road construction and maintenance. We probably need that because there are some roads that are looking kind of jicky out there, and then we're probably going to have to.
Does jicky mean?
Not so good.
Not so good. Yes.
I've never heard that before.
Yep, and that, and then
again,
you know,
another technical term.
Right, we're going to have to.
It's Latin.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, build some more. It's from jickiest jicky in. If you want to go ahead and
Root word.
Cogitate the verb or whatever.
Well, excellent.
Thanks. Anyhow, and as Kat mentioned, Wendy Davis is up in Washington, D.C., getting some love up there because a Democrat in Texas is not going to find much love. Actually, she's looking for money more than love. But anyhow, we'll see how all that works out. In the meantime, what is different about this plan that caused it to be passed by the legislature was that the TxDOT themselves have to find $100 million in efficiencies over the 2014-2015 biennium and take that money and put it back toward paying the debt. In other words, the legislature said, okay, we'll do this constitutional amendment thing, but you need to find some places where you're wasting money. I know, they can't. They're not wasting money, are they?
It's impossible.
They're TxDOT. This is the same TxDOT that like 3 years ago lost $1 billion. They couldn't figure out where they put $1 billion.
Yeah, they just misplaced $1 million.
Yeah, so $1 billion. Yeah.
Billion,
so,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, finding the efficiencies, we hope they're able to do that. That'll be nice. As the White House keeps an eye on the intelligence regarding a possible terrorist attack, CNN is reporting U.S. Special Forces were put on a heightened alert last week by Chuck Hagel. An intercepted message between senior al-Qaeda operatives seemed to have caused that. Did you hear about what this stuff is? I mean, I hadn't heard about it until I was reading about it this morning. They are concerned that they have found that al-Qaeda has a new liquid explosive technique that cannot be detected by current security measures. The story adds some detail to the general sense of why the U.S. intelligence is so worried about this latest threat. It's this Ibrahim al-Shiri, who's the guy who did the underwear bomber thing. Okay, the newest idea is believed to have come from him that allows terrorists to dip ordinary clothing into a liquid that makes the clothes themselves into explosives once they dry. Okay.
Oh, goody.
So you take a T-shirt, you dip it in here, it dries, and all of a sudden the T-shirt itself is an explosive device that cannot be detected. So that's apparently why we're moving forward on that.
So we're going to have to fly naked?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they make us everything else. You had to go to those little 3-ounce bottles.
That's right.
Grope,
yeah. Well, or what they'll do is they'll just tell you to dump your clothes right here, and we'll give you some sort of a hazmat suit to fly in, and then,
I'll get those, like, paper surgical scrubs you
get
at the hospital.
Exactly, and then you have to buy new clothes when you get to your destination. Clothing industry will like that, won't they? They'll be all for that.
No, they'll just charge you for storing your clothing.
Well, but where are they going to store them? Because, I mean,
in the storage locker. But they don't care if that blows up. That's just other people's clothes.
Yeah, really. So there. But that's what I mean is you have to, or do you ship your clothes ahead of time via ground to wherever you're going to be staying? Yeah.
Yes.
See where this goes. Man. Okay.
FedEx is going, woohoo!
Yeah, we like this. A lot of conservative Republicans might not like this, but Chris Christie turns out to be the hottest political figure in the country. For either party, by the way.
He's a
I never knew you'd describe Chris Christie as hottest.
Well, no, that is strange. Would come to mind more often than that. But nonetheless, in a scale of 0 to 100, representing how they feel, it says about the figure. That's a funny word. Chris Christie's mean score was 53.1, topping everybody.
Wow.
The Hillster was second at 52, and Elizabeth Warren in at 49. So there you go. He's a hot commodity, so to speak. Yeah, right.
Loosely interpreted.
Yeah. So anyway, just in case you weren't angry at Congress, there's a chance somebody might not have been. Rush talked about this yesterday, and we want to make sure you know, and we'll certainly talk to Bill Flores about it. The exemption that Obamacare is going to give to members of Congress and their aides. Yeah. The government will continue to make that contribution to the health care premiums of members of Congress and their aides, even though they are bound to enroll in the Affordable Care Act. Because you see, if they hadn't done that, then their insurance costs would have skyrocketed thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah.
And Congress had said there'd be a brain drain. So many people who were bright and talented would be leaving the government because, well, they're just not getting paid enough. So the rest of U.S. America...
So they're better at affording it? Or we're better at affording it than they are?
Right, exactly. But we're not part of Washington royalty, Kat. You don't understand. You... Me, all of us, we're just merely citizens. We are not part of the ruling class of the United States
of America.
We need
to just go shut up and take our welfare.
And go ahead and pay what you're supposed to. Pay what you're supposed to and help us out. So, I mean, Nancy Pelosi said, consider what would happen to our government if these bright, talented people left. Wow.
If more of them left, we wouldn't have to...
Yep, no. We wouldn't. You're right.
I didn't know there were bright, talented people in the government.
Well, they think they are. I mean, it's got to start someplace, right?
I suppose there's probably at least two.
Well, there might be a few, but again, I'm glad that we're going to be there to help them out in their hour.
Oh, absolutely. I feel much better about it.
Yeah, I know. We all do.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Pick a project. There are many great ways to get your landscape up to its full speed. Critique any fine garden. You'll find common threads that you also have at your disposal. Some cost a good bit of money. Others may actually save money in the long run, but all can add class and value to your outdoor decor. Listen to the improvements we're going to talk about as you shore up your landscaping investment. The best ways to make big changes in landscaping. I'll have details after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4 4769. One of the best ways to make a big change in your landscaping is to modernize your walkway and patio system. Think of it as your highway. Are you still dealing with gravel roads, or have you entered the interstate era? We're blessed with some really wonderful options, including interlocking concrete pavers that even amateur gardeners can lay in place over packed sand, to brick pavers, flagstone, and other quarried rock, even crushed granite, and other pathway alternatives. Your mind can run wild with design opportunities. It may be nothing more than than a new walk around the back of the garage, or you may be gutting and even moving the front walkway to a more aesthetic or convenient location. New walks aren't all that expensive for the function and beauty they provide. Of course, that new walk won't look much better than the old one if it's placed into ordinary landscaping. Take this opportunity to assess your design. You probably already have discarded the avocado green refrigerator, the linoleum countertops. Maybe it's time you got rid of the overgrown junipers and the arborvitae, the frozen ligustrums, the pest-ravaged silver maple trees that died in the drought. All those plants can be taken out and replaced with something much more durable. And this is a good time coming up. You really ought to consider it. Color makes much more impact in the landscape than almost any other embellishment you might add. As you're redoing those shrub beds, include extra space for seasonal color. Keep your planting simple and let the color accent the beauty spots in your garden. Don't let it overwhelm all the other plantings. Choose a color scheme for each season and try to hold your flowers to it. Many of us simply plant our favorite flowers without realizing that mixing reds, pinks, and burgundy with yellows and oranges may actually give us a jumbled-looking design. Include color in pots, too. There's something very special about a collection of well-maintained pots and baskets and other patio containers near an entryway or around the edge of the patio. If you've been struggling with hoses and sprinklers for many years, this is an ideal time to install an automatic sprinkling system. Get it in this fall and enjoy it forevermore. Finish your landscape off with lighting. This has become a real art and science over the last 30 or 35 years. Lighting engineers can create the soft look of moonlight every night of the month, rain or shine. Landscape lighting is gorgeous. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about the succulent members of the lily family in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Yesterday afternoon, Fight Tech's Aggie football team reported to the gridiron for the 2013-2014 season, but not before Coach Sumlin, offensive coordinator Clarence McKinney, defensive coordinator Mark Snyder, and a few players met with the media. Now, the Aggs are in the national spotlight again, due in large part to Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel, again, who is reportedly under investigation by the NCAA for receiving money in exchange for autographs that he signed back in January. Now, here's Coach Sumlin, however, on the other distractions that they've already faced so far.
You know, for me, I've dealt with a lot of different things, but certainly, you know, looking 105 guys in the eye yesterday and talking about the death of their teammate was pretty difficult. And there's always going to be something, but nothing's going to be as bad as that.
And, of course, Coach Sumlin continued on the investigation.
Your reaction is one of, okay, let's find out the facts. And like I said, our university is involved in that and doing their due diligence. And until we have the facts, whatever your reaction is not really important. It's what you do when you reach the facts.
Now, I got a chance to ask offensive coordinator Clarence McKinney what the timeline was for a drop-dead date for an A&M quarterback to be in place before the season started to make their offense work.
We'd like to have that guy in place now. You know, we think Johnny is our quarterback. He's been our quarterback. And until I'm told differently by Coach Sumlin, we're going to proceed as if Johnny's our quarterback.
The Aggies drilled in shorts and helmet for approximately 2 hours with the NCAA-mandated preseason roster of 105 players. Among the 105, 31 scholarship newcomers, including 27 true freshmen, 3 junior college transfers, and 1 4-year college transfer. Practice number 2 starts today at 5:30, and the Aggies open the season, of course, against Rice on August the 31st, and all the action is live here on WTAW. According to the USA Today, Aggie Senior Associate Athletic Director Jason Cook confirmed that Texas A&M has retained the legal counsel of Lightfoot, Franklin, and White. Lightfoot also represented Auburn in the Cam Newton investigation back in 2010. On now to baseball, New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez has received a lengthy suspension for his association with Biogenesis, a closed anti-aging clinic in Florida accused of distributing PEDs.
The last 7 months has been a nightmare. You know, probably the worst time of my life, for sure. Obviously for the circumstances that are at hand, and also dealing with a very tough surgery in a rehab program, and being 38.
A-Rod received the harshest penalty among the players punished as a suspension that will run through 2014. However, Rodriguez has appealed the suspension and will be allowed to play until an arbitrator makes his decision on the matter. Others popped by MLB, Rangers outfielder Nelson Cruz, Tiger shortstop Johanny Peralta, and Padres shortstop Everett Cabrera are among the 13 players to receive 50-game suspensions for their relationship with Biogenesis of America. By the way, Alex Rodriguez made his season debut, went 1-for-4 with the Yankees in the 8-1 loss to the Chicago White Sox.
I love Chicago. I love the fans here. Just a great town, great people. I'm just so humbled by just being on the field and being able to play the game that I love.
Now, he may love Chicago, but they didn't love him. He was loudly booed before his first at-bat, which was a bloop single into left field. The Astros' L.J. Hoes scored twice to lead the Stros to a 2-0 win over the Boston Red Sox. Brett Oberholzer allowed 4 hits while walking 2 and striking out 2. Oberholzer has thrown 14 scoreless innings in his first 2 starts. The Texas Rangers beat the Los Angeles Angels 5-2 last night, after losing their all-star outfielder Nelson Cruz to that 50-game suspension.
I mean, Martin went out there and gave us a chance to get in that game. He pitched extremely well. I thought he and Pruszynski had good mix in pitches. And we kept battling, and, we put some runs on the board. Beltre got us a big home run, and, we got enough to win it.
The Rangers have won 7 of 8 to close within 2 of the Oakland Athletics. LSU's leading rusher Jeremy Hill was reinstated to the football team Monday after a judge extended his probation and did not order him back to jail. Tigers coach Les Miles said Hill will face internal punishment, end quote, but the sophomore running back was allowed to begin practice immediately. Miles declined to say how many, if any, games would be added to the punishment. Hill's reinstatement came as a result of a team vote on Monday afternoon. Now, this all stems from a guilty plea to a battery charge from an April incident in which he punched a man at a Baton Rouge bar, and that was following Hill's existing probation from a guilty plea to, quote, carnal knowledge of a juvenile during his time as a high school student. And finally, 3-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart, otherwise known as Smoke, will miss this weekend's road course race at Watkins Glen after breaking his right leg in a Sprint Cup car race Monday at Southern Illinois Speedway. A spokesman for Stewart said the 42-year-old driver broke his right tibia and fibula. Those are the two lower bones in your leg, and will have surgery. He was transported to the hospital after a wreck. An update was expected later on today. At your sports, it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're going to love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir, your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood Pulled Pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are the largest buyers of gold and silver in the Brazos Valley because we pay the most for your precious metals, gemstones, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Many have shopped around but come back to us because we simply pay more. Come see for yourself with the no-obligation price quote. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
High today about 103, heat index maybe 106 or more, and windy. Yep, up to 20 miles an hour. WTAW.